Welcome, my friends, to Scrime here for the Gaming Advice Podcast. I'm Riley.
I'm Dennis.
And we're here to solve your problems one last time for 2021. And Dennis, what a year it's been.
What a year it's been. I got married.
Yep. Highlight. Certainly a highlight for you, I would imagine.
Top low light, basically all of the rest of the year, I think.
I was going to say, did the marriage sneak into the top 10 for you this year? Or?
Well, it's like the Oscar season, you know, you put it at right at the end, so it's fresh in your memory.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I have this thing, maybe you think this is very weird. I keep track of the music that I listen to, right? Every Tuesday, I'll write down whatever song. I've got a big Excel spreadsheet.
You're doing an analog Spotify Wrapped.
I've been doing it since 2008.
You have so much tracking in your life. Don't you journal as well?
I do have a journal. Yeah, it was part of the journal. Every Tuesday,
I don't know. I go to great lengths every day to never be alone with my thoughts. I don't know how you do it. Anyway, go ahead.
What is it? A life unexamined is one hardly worth living or something like that? I can't remember.
Socrates or whatever.
Direct quote. But anyway, I've been doing it for a long time. And I pick a song for the year, right? At the end of the year, I go through the catalog and I always pick. And can I tell you, the overwhelming majority of the songs, the last 14 years, however long it's been, have been songs that I've listened to between July and September.
Always the latter half of the year. Just on September.
But not too long, not too late, right? Because then they haven't had a chance to get in there, right? They haven't been on repeat for 6 months, right?
So, right, what's the song of the year?
Song of the year this year is, it's called Young and Dumb by Chance Waters.
And full of fun?
And full of vigor. And it's really good, but I started listening to it. One of the reasons the song of the year is I started listening to it during what was definitely my year's highlight, which was the trip to Germany for Wallalo 5.
Wallalo.
One of the best weeks of my life. Incredible time. So,
is that your top flamethrower moment of the year?
Oh, there were so many to choose from. But so many to choose from. I'd probably say that one comes out of the top. But yeah, there is a peak season. If you want to get the song of the year, it has to be a song that I start listening to between basically July and September for it to have. Not because before that, I've forgotten about it. After that, haven't listened to it enough.
Very good, very good. Riley, I just realized we have show notes here that we've planned out for the show.
Yes.
We'll get to them in a moment. But I think we should scrap the whole thing.
Why is this?
Game of the year. It's the last episode of the year.
Are we just going to do our Game of the Year lists?
We'll talk about some Game of the Year stuff, I'm sure. We can get to the other stuff on the list, too. There's stuff I want to get onto here.
But okay. I can't just raw dog a Game of the Year.
Oh, my God. Here are my 7 tied for first games of the year.
No, do you know the problem I'd probably have this year? Is I don't think I could get to 5. Honestly, I don't think I could get to 5.
Very interesting. Well, before we get to any of that, fine folks at home. You know what you can get your hands on?
Go on.
Kamigawa Neon Dynasty.
I was going to say, is it a top 5 list of the... I mean,
you can't get your hands on it. You can get your hands on a pre-order slip, I suppose, over chaffarble.com using coupon code SMAR. But Riley.
Yes.
They got me.
How did they get... Oh, they did get you, didn't they?
They got me.
Because, Dennis, we're not hugely for cosmetics. You bought a Secret Lair or two, and I mean...
I bought exactly two. One of them was for Nikki because it was all horror movies, and I wanted the Bob Ross one because it came with the Arena Lands. That's it.
Yeah, right. So you'll dabble in it every now and again, but this time...
You are a hard no.
I'm a hard no on cosmetics. I'm out on cosmetics.
But Riley, let me look up what the name of the card is.
They got you so good because, revered listener, let me tell you,
good.
They released a card in Neon Dynasty, right, with art done by none other than Dennis. I mean, people won't believe it when you say this artist's name.
You don't know the name. It's Yoji Shinkawa. I knew that. The card is Satoru Umezawa, but... Yoji Shinkawa is the concept artist for all the Metal Gear Solid games and a bunch of other stuff. I think he does the Enders with Kojima as well, but also a bunch of other stuff. But most importantly, Riley, this card, have you seen it?
No. Do you want to send it to you? What's it called?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I'll send it on Facebook now. This card, Riley, it looks like a Metal Gear Solid card. It looks like it flashes across the screen while the Colonel waxes lyrical to you about memes and how they're taking
and
over the
Siberian
world.
Siberian swamp rats or whatever it is,
And I've already told Nikki I am buying this card and I have to.
Yes, it's the BioBox promo version of Satoru Umezawa, and it does just look like a Metal Gear. It looks like Raiden.
It looks like Raiden.
Yeah.
I simply must have it.
You must have it, Dennis.
I simply must. Chaffarble.com, coupon code SMAR, pre-order. They got me. If they got me, they'll get you.
Well, don't tell them to pre-order that one.
Why not? Because drive the price up for me.
Yeah. What if they?
I just want. I want him to get Yoji Shinkawa back. I want this card to be the most expensive card in the set.
Because you're going long on it.
I'm going long. I've already told Nikki I'm buying one. She said it's okay to buy one because you think it's cool, but you have to like frame it or something.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, like, that was my next question. What are you going to do with it?
I kind of like because it's so easy to be like, ooh, a cool collectible thing, and then just throw it into a drawer and never look at it again.
Yes.
I think I might frame it.
Yeah, you should.
Get a little frame, put it up. It's a confluence of my two greatest loves.
What? The
art? Yojishinkawa and framing.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? Metal Gear Solid art and small cardboard squares?
Yeah, edible cardboard.
Edible cardboard, delicious edible cardboard, which you can buy at channelfiber.com. Don't buy that card. Make sure. Come on. Let's not take something.
Just get a box of Neon Dynasty. I think it'll actually, if it's a buy box from it, it might actually, I'm not sure if it'll come with it. I'm not sure.
If you buy a box, do you get the buy box promo?
It might. I'm not sure if you buy them online. It might be different. I'm not sure.
Well, that I don't know. So let's not make any promises we can't keep.
Is you can get your hands on some sick Neon Dynasty cards at channelfiber.com using coupon code SMAR. And know that money will be directly funded into me buying and framing a copy of this card. I'll post a picture on Twitter.
You're going to withdraw money from the SMAR joint
account.
Affiliate
code, yeah.
Yeah, and buy your Metal Gear Solid card with that.
I'm so excited.
Imagine a Metal Gear Solid secret lair.
I'd buy 50.
Why would you buy 50? What are you going to do?
So no one else can have them. No,
he's like Ron Swanson
in the diner. I bought Metal Gear Risk, for Christ's sake.
He'd be like Ron Swanson in the diner. I'd like all your bacon and eggs. I'm afraid, I think you misheard me.
I'm worried you heard a lot of bacon and eggs.
I want all your Metal Gear Solid cards.
I'm very excited. Riley.
To bring it back to talking about songs that I listen to each week, Dennis, would you like to know the name of the song that is last week's, or I guess that's a Game of Thrones. That is a Game of Thrones tune. This song, the segment we did last week, which I think was called "What's That Song?" What's that name? That tune? I can't remember. I would like to thank Golden Pants for being the first of many to tell me who it was.
What is the song?
The song is AM180 by Granddaddy. Right?
AM180.
And it goes. It's the one that it does. I guess it sounds a little bit like the Game of Thrones tune for a little bit, right? Because
as you know, Riley, I have music on record the podcast. I'm now going to put on AM180.
Okay, Dennis is making a face. Are you listening?
What is this?
It's good. It's really good.
Bront.
Okay, this is not good podcasting.
This does sound the way you made it sound.
Thank you. I think I described it very well, right? And I put it in that realm of like early sort of alternative rock, Flaming Lips type era. And I was a little bit earlier than that, admittedly. I should have probably gone for like Ween a little bit more than anything else. But I was still
from the album Under the Western Freeway.
Yeah, from 1996, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was a couple of years off.
I was 3.
Yeah, I was 7. I was a couple of years off its release date, but
I'm amazed somebody found that.
Oh, so many people did.
Well, many people, yeah.
So many people. Do you know the other funny thing is? People are like, what's the name? Like, did you find out the name of the song? I want to listen to it.
Well, there you go. AM180.
AM180 by Granddaddy. Great band. Have a listen to them. They're fantastic. But yeah, what a song. Thank you, Scott, Golden Pants, for being the first of many. Scott came into the stream, right? It was like, hey, can I request a song? And I'm like, I don't really do song requests. And it's odd for you to do that as well. Like, you know that I don't really like listening to other people's music. So I was like, okay, I'll humor him. And he was like, oh, can we listen to AM180 by Granddaddy? I'm like, okay, I guess, right? And I put it on. And on the stream, it starts, I mean, obviously not on the stream because I'd be playing copyrighted music and I'd never do that in the stream. But on the stream, it came on and all the smile is like, oh, there it is. And yeah, got it.
Amazing.
So good.
Amazing. Truly a happy ending.
It was. It was.
Speaking of happy endings, Riley. Well, hang on a minute. Speaking of just happy things, Riley.
Yeah. Well, a happy ending to 2021.
I have two questions.
Go on.
One, how did you manage to get into the top 100 Australian podcasts of the year?
Yeah. And what's the second?
Why haven't I heard of any of the other podcasts in the top 100 Australian podcasts of the year?
Well, Dennis, I think you'll find the second question answers the first one there. I got notified that Half Us History somehow made it into the top 100 Australian podcasts.
So do you, when you make a podcast, do you select what region it's quote unquote from?
I honestly don't know what the metric is. I don't
know. Someone have to submit you? Because don't Hamish and Andy do the radio show as a podcast? Isn't that kind of published as a podcast?
And they're not on the list.
Yeah, no.
Honestly, Dennis, I don't know. But
so third question.
All I want to say to you is scoreboard, scoreboard, scoreboard.
Scoreboard, scoreboard, scoreboard. Hamish and Andy clearly on the top 100.
Well, I'm beating them, obviously.
Beating them.
Yeah.
Third question, when are we registering Scrammy River as being from like Burundi or something? Like, when's I'm that, sure is we that could,
well, what about just Ireland?
No, there's actual podcasts here.
All right, mate. I mean, there's actual podcasts in Australia. And I'm the 94th most, mighty 94th most popular one.
The meme you posted of the people on the pedestal is very strong.
I shared the news in my Discord, and John now would obviously turn that straight into the guy celebrating on the, like, drinking champagne,
third place, yeah,
flipping off the audience, that sort of stuff, except 94th place. But yeah, it's very strange to be like within spitting distance of someone like Will Anderson. Now, you won't know Will Anderson, right?
But you see the one with the red faces?
No. That's Red Simons. But Will Anderson, like, used to host a television program and is, like, a well-known Australian comedian, right?
And you used to host Magic the Gathering covers, so it makes sense.
But it's, like, it's weird being in the same... Like, it's not as if he's fourth and I'm 94th. He's, like, 82nd and I'm 94th. So I'm in spitting distance of, like...
You're Aussie famous.
A leading Australian comedian. I honestly...
If you ever move home, are you going to be able to move for the fans? Is it going to be a problem? You're going to go to the shops like a civilian.
Well, Dennis... I've got some news.
Riley has news.
I'm going home, baby.
I knew that. I just didn't want to out you on the podcast.
I'm going home. This will be... how many more have we got? 3 more podcasts?
Yeah, around about that.
Before I have to get up at who knows what time to start recording, to make the time zones work between Ireland and Australia. But yeah, I'm going home, baby. Let's go.
It's going to be broadly the same. I'm going
to
miss it.
They said to me, listen, we know that you're an Australian. But if you really want to get this 94th place podcast award to be...
You got to come home.
You got to come home. I'm like, all right, I'll be on the next plane. Let's go. But yeah, no.
So you are end of January, right?
Book my ticket home. Heading home end of January. Absolutely cannot bloody wait. Dennis, I know I've really not talked about it much with anyone ever, but I hate living in Scotland. I've kept it under wraps, you know, and I haven't wanted to sort of go on about it, be negative about it, that sort of stuff. But no, I hate living here, and I can't wait to move back home and enjoy.
This sounds like a bit. The bit is that Riley doesn't complain about it often. Riley does hate living in Scotland and complains about it incessantly, and has done.
I'm pretty sure I've complained about it on the podcast.
I don't know if you have much. You certainly have to me.
Yeah, I do on the stream as well. It's not a secret, is the thing. I don't like living here, and I'm.
Well, are you going to throw out all your jumpers?
I'm taking 3. I'm taking 3.
Any jackets, hats?
I'll take my cap. I'm not taking my warm hat. I'll take one warm hat. I'm going to take my coat. I'm going to take my warm coat.
For what?
We might go to like New Zealand or Tasmania or something in the winter. It would just be nice to have it. I'm not going to need. I want to move to Queensland, so I'm not going to need it. I'm not going to need it there. Literally, like in the summer, in the winter, it doesn't go below 20. So, like, I'm not going to need it.
It's outrageous.
It's going to be glorious, dude. I'm just like, you know.
You're also going from British winter to Aussie summer.
Yeah. I'm going to walk out of the Melbourne airport arrival gates, and it's going to hit me like a hairdryer. It's going to be, I cannot wait.
Amazing.
It's going to be so sick. Yeah, hopefully it won't affect things too much. It'll just be me getting up late instead of getting up early to record with you. So that'll be fine. It'll be fine. But yeah.
Riley, tis the season of giving.
No, it tis not.
Tis.
Twas the season.
Right, where I come from, you give gifts on New Year's Eve.
Actual?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that an Irish thing?
No, Croatian thing. Oh, Yugoslavian thing.
Okay, right. Really? Okay. I don't mind that. That's better than Christmas.
Also, so, well, weird confidence. So, Steve was here last night. You've met Steve,
I've met Steve, yeah.
Met at the wedding. Met him before that, actually.
I've met him plenty of times before the wedding.
Yeah, anyway, my bad.
He gifted me an Overwatch loot box one time. That was the first interaction I had with him.
Why did you do that?
I can't remember. We were just playing Overwatch.
Did you say that you were vehemently against loot boxes?
I can't remember what it was, but he ended up just gifting me a bunch. He gave me like 11
Steve's,
of them.
Steve's like that.
Yeah.
Steve showed me a film.
Okay.
Last night, which is a popular Christmas film.
Oh, was called it called Last was it Die Christmas? Hard?
No, it was not Die Hard. It was Last Christmas, which stars Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Yes, yeah.
And it's this film where she like works in a Christmas shop but hates Christmas, yada, yada.
Okay.
Her parents in the film, Riley, very minor characters, are inexplicably Yugoslavian refugees.
Okay, yes.
It's not particularly relevant to the plot.
No.
They speak a lot of Pidgin Croatian in the film.
Okay.
And they mostly do a lot of Pidgin Croatian swearing in the film.
So did it make sense to you?
Yes, but the swear that they use is one that I'm going to explain to you now.
Okay.
That I think you'll find very appealing.
Okay.
The swear is Nabijem te kurac.
I'm so sorry to all the listeners here who are having to... that's okay. Yeah, anyway, go on.
Which is a threat of sorts. When I say that Nabijem te kurac, Gerard, I am threatening to nail you to my penis.
Okay. But that seems to inconvenience you just as much as me.
Nabijem te kurac. It's kind of Nabijem te kurac. It's to a... It's to a penis. The implication is kind of that it's my penis, but it's...
I'm going to nail you to a penis. And
it's to crucify someone upon a penis. Probably,
oh, crucifying someone.
Yeah.
So what, just their arms like on the ball sack? Or?
I guess. What a sentence to throw at another individual.
That's really going to be...
The movie is a little bit offensive because Emma Thompson, who is an English actress, plays a person from my country and does a horrible Russian accent. Terrible.
Yes,
hate it.
Yes.
Mispronounces all of her words horribly. Very annoying. But they do put a lot of emphasis on Nabijem te kurac, which is a real thing that people say.
A real thing that people
My
say.
My father might say to someone who cuts him off in his car.
And then the person comes out and says, sorry, I didn't catch that. Sorry, I don't speak Croatian. I just want to understand what you try to say to me there. What I'm going to do to you is oh, okay.
But in the spirit of giving, Steve gave myself, Nikki, and Jeff, and kind of himself, a gift last night, Riley. Would you like to see it? It is related to the purpose of the podcast.
Okay. I'm very interested to see how it comes back to this film, or maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
The film was unrelated. We just talked about the movie. The movie's about Christmas. I'm Croatian.
Okay.
The film part is wrapped.
Okay. All right. Well, that's done and dusted. Let's move on to the next bit.
Steve got us all one of these.
Ooh, it looks to be some kind of implement to Dungeon a Dragon with. Oh, baby. It looks like a wooden dice box, and it has, you can hear them rattling around a little bit. It's got a gold embossed D20 on the lid, which looks...
It's a dice tray,
really, really nice. It's got a full set of the 7 role-playing dice there. I can see them. And then...
In a little sort of honeycomb for you to put them into.
Yeah, like little slots for you to put them to. And then it's got some other grooves. Is that... What are the purpose of those grooves?
They're for you to... You can line dice up in them, but I think they're for you to put, like, pencils and things.
Pencils would go in that one there. And maybe a little notepad in the square thing. Yes, okay.
Each of the dice has a little thing in it.
Oh, like inside it, it's translucent.
So this one, has a little spell book in it. There's no way
I can't see that, but it does look very nice, yes.
The one that has a skull, a little mushroom, a little cog. It's just a very cute little Dungeons and Dragons
nice gift.
That's
very nice. Good. It looked like it might have cost a pretty penny as well.
It's very kind of Steve.
Very, very generous.
Riley, I have two questions for you.
Go on.
What is your recommendation for people out there to get, it's a little late now, to give as a gaming gift this year to their gaming friends?
Well, one thing I saw recently, which I really liked, it's this wooden dice box, right?
And
it's
how recently did you see this?
Well, very recently, actually. I've got no idea, dude. Come on. You're asking Scrooge McDuck over here? You're asking Scrooge McEbenezer? What's going on, mate?
Scrooge McEbenezer.
I realized that I picked the wrong Scrooge. No.
Why? Ebenezer Scrooge? What's wrong with that?
I said Scrooge McDuck first.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough. Well, you didn't mean the Muppet one that's based on Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, that's who I'm going for. Yeah,
the Muppet Christmas Carol, of course, based on Scrooge McDuck.
On Scrooge McDuck from Walt Disney's Donald Duck. Honestly, mate, I've got no idea. Get him Catan.
Let's Scrooge it then. Get him Catan. We'll get to Catan in a minute. What's the worst gaming gift you've ever received?
The worst gaming gift
I ever
received.
Did Granny ever get you a knockoff PlayStation?
No. Do you know what happened? So my mum is pretty hit or miss with her gifts, right? Sometimes, I mean, I think I've talked about how she got me Knights of the Old Republic 2 one time. I've told this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quick recap. Mum hid a copy of Knights of the Old Republic in a sandwich press, gave me a sandwich press for my birthday, which annoyed me because I knew that the whole family would use it, opened the sandwich press, copy Knights of the Old Republic 2 in it. Very, very funny. 10 out of 10. Well done, mum. But one time she's like, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for birthday? Something, whatever. Not like nothing really. She's like, no, what do you want? Like a board game or something. All right, okay, sure. I've been wanting to try Civilization, the board game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation to you listening, don't. It's not very
That's
good.
It's supposed to be a miserable experience,
It's
right?
not very good. The good thing about Civilization, the video game, is that it's a board game that handles all the rules itself, right?
Mm.
She got me an expansion for the Civilization board game. And then when I was like, I don't know how to tell you this, Mum, but I can't use this. I can't play this. I need the base game. She's like, no, but it's fine. It's just like, that's what you want. I was like, no, Mama, this isn't I don't know. That just seems so silly that it says it on the cover and it doesn't, you know, it's not the thing. And the thing is, like, I know why she bought it.
Cheaper one?
Yeah, because it was $40 and the other one was $80. And she was like, I'm not going to spend $100 on this board game. I'm going to buy this other one that's got the same thing on it. But I mean, that's about as bad as it gets, really. I haven't really got any super terrible. I feel like you've asked me this question because you got a cracker, so go on.
No. I was hoping you.
Oh, you wanted me to carry the segment.
I do remember. I was batting that across the net with, and then putting my racket down and going home. You mentioned how Civilization is a game that handles all the rules for you when it's a video game, but then which makes it difficult to translate to a board game. Mm-hmm. I talked about Gloomhaven here on the podcast before. And now Steve bought it on Steam in an attempt to learn how to play the game so he could play in real life. And then he got an email the other day that was like, update to Gloomhaven in your Steam library, a bunch of quality of life updates. And he sent it to us and was like, great, when are this coming to the paper version of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. That across the table. What is the timestamp?
21:19.
21:19. Thanks, Dennis. Just a little bit of homework for Riley there. 21:19.
I love that. I love that.
Excellent.
I love that.
No, look, I had a pretty, to be honest, like, you know, obviously I don't like Christmas, so I'm never going to have a great time. Wasn't as bad as it could have been, I suppose. One thing that's interesting, like, Megan's family don't really know me very well. And they don't really.
Oh, did you get any interesting gifts?
Well, they don't really understand what I do, right?
Mm.
Right? So it's hard to explain. Oh, so I'm a funny man on the internet television. It's like they don't really sort of, it doesn't make a lot of sense to people who are outside that sort of world, that kind of world. It's like, you know, it's like when you get a taxi anywhere, what do you do for work? I work in digital marketing, because you never want to talk about what you actually do.
Mm-hmm.
One thing they do know about me, Dennis,
Pokemon cards.
Is that I hate living here and I'm always cold.
Do they get a jumper?
So normally, yes, I'll get like, oh, here's a pair
socks,
of thermal
hat,
underpants.
Scarf.
Nice, like socks, gloves, all that sort of stuff, right? But we're moving to Australia. So I got a running singlet. From one of them, like this, it's less material than it is material. Like it's a singlet that is so full of holes,
so porous,
porous and aerated. And I just found it very funny after years and years of getting like warm clothes. Now they're like, okay, well here's the exact opposite, but it's useful. I'll wear it. Hey, it's gonna be beautiful. 35 degrees in Queensland, love it, mate. I'll pop the running shirt on. No worries at all. But the worst thing about going to Christmas at Megan's parents' place, right? I loaded myself up, had my ebook reader, had my phone, had my laptop. I'm ready to go, right? Got games downloaded from Steam. I'm ready to get through the hard yakker of a family Christmas, right? Forgot my mouse.
Oh, trackpad gaming, Riley. No.
And I didn't want to be a trackpad gamer. But that is the reality. Once I got there, I'm like, I forgot my mouse, right?
Brief aside, Riley.
Go on.
You met Darren and Sean at my wedding.
I did.
Their cousin, Regan, was in my year in secondary school. She was actually my partner on that foosball league I played in that I was talking about.
Yes.
We used to play Left 4 Dead, and she played Left 4 Dead with a trackpad.
There's no way, dude. I've heard about people
the
like
the turning
this.
Circle.
Like. Yeah, I've heard about people who play like aim on the trackpad. Anyway, I want to share with you a bit of poetry, right? Mm. Because I told people on the Discord about this. I was complaining about it. And it's like, you know, I don't like to complain, Dennis. You know that. I hardly ever complain, but I did complain about this. I went and I told them that I'd forgot my mouse. And John Nowers, right?
I hope I know where this is going.
He wrote a beautiful little poem for us. I'm going to read it to you now. 'Twas the night before Christmas.
Yep.
And all through the house, not a person is fully equipped with a mouse. The laptop was brought and he's ready to game, but a trackpad's no way for a person to aim.
Very good.
Now, Megan had bought, there was not a house, a mouse. Like, they don't have a PC.
There was no moose loose in the hoose.
But Megan's dad had recently got a Chromebook, right? And so Megan had bought a mouse for him to use the Chromebook, right, for Christmas. So I was joking more than anything, but I'm like, hey, can I have a borrow of that mouse? She's like, I'm not letting you. It's like, I was like, come on. Come on, just let me use the mouse. It'll be fine. Right? I'll put it back in the packaging. He won't even notice. So she's like, no. So I complain about that on Discord. We get another verse. He requested dad's present and Megan was miffed. Surely she wouldn't dare part with his gift.
Nice.
So alas, here he is sharing us with his plight. Merry Christmas, you jackals. And have a good night.
Very good.
Really, really good. And also, like, blazingly quick as well, right? But Dennis, as I so often say in Half House History, it only got worse from there. Because I was like, well, I guess I can play, like, I don't know, Runeterra. Or so. I can play something on my laptop, even if maybe I could even play Banish, like a city builder or something with a trackpad. Maybe it would be fine. Forgot my charger. I forgot my charger because I put it in a bag, and then Megan was like,
You basically just picked up the actual laptop and threw it in a bag and ran out the door at this stage.
I packed a bag with all the clothes and laptop and charger and everything, and then Megan was like, no, we're staying for 3 nights, not 2. And I was like, oh, okay, I need an extra pair of undies, socks, all that sort of stuff. So I had to move everything into a new bag, but I didn't move the charger into the new bag. I left in the old one, right? Updated the Discord. 30 seconds later, now it. But lo, as it happens, the story's not through. Our hero is plagued with now with troubles anew. A much larger issue has now shown its face to vex him while staying at her parents' place. Ooh. The clothing required a bag one size larger, but in Riley's haste, he neglected the charger.
The charger.
Without his charged laptop, he doesn't feel great. He thinks to himself, I sure f*** this one, mate.
That's a 21.
What are we up now? 26, 11.
That was some stellar poetry.
It's really good, man. It's really good.
Narrett is a poet, and I didn't even realize.
Yeah, he's a poet, and I wasn't aware of it, dude. It's incredible. Ooh. Anyway, that's just that's Christmas chat from me.
I'm getting to a question ready from the fine folks at home. From Golden Pants, the song guesser themselves.
Yeah. Golden Pants, to whom I owe my newly exterminated earworm. Exactly right. All right, what's Golden Pants?
Golden Pants writes in and says, Dear Smar, Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Happy Christmas. I have recently been playing 1v1 Commander games with my son. I bet you're destroying him. I love this energy. The idea that the kid's like 6 months old.
Well, I know the kid's around 12, 13, so, but yeah.
Have you ever seen the there's that tweet there, it's like, oh, children born during the pandemic have lower IQs. Mm. And it's like scientists handing an IQ test, getting IQ test back from a three-month-old. What the hell? This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
I've recently been playing 1v1 Commander games with my son using pre-con decks. However, the deck we have bought most recently has cards that are designed for a multiplayer environment with keywords like Goad and the card Fevered Suspicion.
Yeah.
These had us scratching our heads until we realized it expects you to have more than one opponent. Do you have any thoughts or advice on ways to balance these cards for 1v1 play beyond simply not playing them or getting two more players? Big kisses, GP.
This is kind of hard, isn't it? Because, like, yeah, stuff like Goad or Melee. Yeah,
it's not ideal.
Or yeah. I'm just looking at Fevered Suspicion, so it says each
or
opponent,
any of the voting mechanics.
Can't really do that. Each opponent exiles cards from the top of their library to the next non-line card. You can cast any number of spells from those amongst those non-line cards without paying
much
mana
worse
costs.
Than 1v1.
A good card, except it costs 8 mana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not the sort of thing you want to be playing there. This is a tough one, like, yeah, because I think the obvious answer is like, don't play with them, play with something else,
or just replace them. Yeah,
replace them. I guess. I guess what you could, maybe this is very weird, but like in it, with a thing like that, you could have like
other house rules.
Pardon? House rules. I was going to say you have other like two other decks like
NPCs.
Yeah, two NPCs that don't really sit.
Non-player cards.
I don't know how many precons you've got, but if you've got like four that you rotate through, just put the other two to the side and be like, right.
That works for specifically Fear of Suspicion, but not for Goad or anything like that.
Oh yeah, that's true. I solved one problem, Dennis, but. Yeah, not another.
I wouldn't say you've created another, but you've. I mean, I think you just have to sub them out.
I don't know what.
Is that big of a headache?
I don't know. If you really like the card or you think it's cool or sweet or something like that, but no,
that's different.
I think, like, yeah, when it comes to particularly it's easy enough to do ones with, like, look at each opponent's hand because you could just, like, use a deck and give them a hand or whatever else like that. But, like, yeah, combat is going to be tricky.
Like, there's a couple of things here. I'm not sure how metered your introduction of your son to Magic is. Mm-mm. You might not necessarily want to open this can of worms. Mm. But it might be fun to sit down and be like, let's go pick up two cards for your new cards for your deck. They have to be less than $5 each or whatever, something like that. And you can go browse around and see what kind of stuff there is.
Let's go to channelfile.com and use coupon code Knight, right? And look.
Add whatever you want to the cart. Boxes of Everfest. We'll play Flesh of Blood. Don't even worry about it. But as a kid, I would find that really fun.
Yeah.
That's actually part
of the joy of getting into Magic is like taking a pre-con and like tinkering with it, making it your own, putting cards in that you like. So I don't think that's something that you should shy away from introducing a new player to.
No. I've told you about the story that when my father and I were buying cards for the Harry Potter card game, didn't I?
I thought that was... Well, the one that always tugs at my heartstrings is the
Yu-Gi-Oh one.
Is the Yu-Gi-Oh one.
No, this is similar.
Okay, go on.
It's not quite as nice, I suppose. We were in a Smith's, which is a toy store here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a booster pack of Harry Potter cards. And we got to the checkout.
Yeah.
And they had the decks of the Harry Potter cards up at the checkout. Mm-hmm. And then I had my pocket money, which was a fiver, and I was going to buy a booster pack. But I was like, what are these? And I was like, oh, it's like a whole deck. And he's like, oh, and what's that for? And I was like, oh, it's like a whole new thing. Like it was a Hagrid deck or whatever.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. And I was like, you can buy a bunch of characters. And he was like, oh. And I was like, but I only have my pocket money. I don't have enough. And my dad reached into his pocket and flashed me a tenner and handed it to me. And I was like, cool, dad. I get teary eyed thinking about it now.
That's really
cool,
sweet.
Dad moment.
Yeah. That's really, really sweet.
It's a little less poetic when you're like, let me get my credit card out at the Chow Fireball checkout. It's a little less, you know, physical.
But still, yeah, that's... Oh, man.
But do you have enough to... my dad loved cards. My dad was very supportive of me playing card games until I was in college and he was like, shut up and do your homework.
Yeah, hit the books, Dennis.
But then, because I work at Chow Fireball now and, you know, Wimble Slam, things like that, and, you know, playing Magic was eventually what kick-started my career. Yeah. My dad loves rubbing that on my mom's face, but like, and you were always telling him to stop playing those video games.
Yeah, 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 that's it. I mean,
my mom's like, he was playing Call of Duty Black Ops. That's not what he doesn't work at Activision. Like,
I made a living off of video games, so it looks like all those thousands of hours I spent as a kid playing them wasn't wasted after all.
Playing the Pokemon. What was that crazy Pokemon board game you released?
Pokemon Master Trainer.
Can we play that sometime? Is it still in Australia?
I've got a copy of it in Australia. When you come visit me in Australia, dude, we can play.
I'm down to play Pokemon Master Trainer. I hear it only takes 15 to 16 hours to finish a game.
Well, that was when I was like 12. I wonder if it, I don't know. I'm going to find it. I'm pretty sure it's all there. I know one of the Pokemon like discs has a rip on the back, so you can tell which one it is. I think it's Graveler. I wonder if that's true. I'm going to check that. If it is Graveler, that's incredible. I remember that.
We had a balance issue arise yesterday, Riley.
Mm.
Because of a missing board game piece. Before we get too far, I want to get to that. Before we get too far, I do think, if you don't want to do that, I do think you can house rule stuff. Yeah. You can probably just swap them for cards from other precons if you really wanted to and do it as you play it. That's probably fine too.
You could find alternatives to, like, with this, like, for example, Feet of Suspicion, you could say that you get two cards off the top of the.
I mean, you also
library.
Must have cards lying around Golden Pants that would fit in reasonably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think tinkering with precons is one of. I mean, maybe you're not at that stage yet, but I'm sure, like, tinkering with precons is like, if that's the.
That's the next step.
I remember that. Like, we had the same starter deck, the Psychosis Crawler one, and I remember the day that I decided to split that into two decks. I was like, okay, I'm going to stop having a deck that is half blue draw cards and black infect, and I'll just make a black infect deck and a blue drawing cards deck, and it was great.
I always remember Young Wolf being the most overpowered card I've ever seen in my entire life.
How can you deal with it? It comes back.
It's a 1/1, and it comes back as a 2/2.
Stronger.
Impossible.
Unbelievable.
We had a balance issue, Riley.
Go on.
We were playing Catan last night. I sent you a picture. I asked if you had any Jojins going.
Do you have a Joj? No, I didn't have a Joj. I was actually in the middle of playing Articulate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was crushing it, dude. I've never played Articulate. I'm so good at it. Oh, you and I, we would be unbeatable at Articulate.
Sympatico, you think?
We would be absolutely unbeatable at Syncopate, I think. At Syncopate? Articulate. Syncopate. It's because we're synced up.
Oh, I see.
We're so synced up, dude.
But we had a balance issue last night. We were playing Catan.
Go on.
And Nikki had built the longest road.
Okay, yes.
And then I usurped her from the longest road, nice, which put me on 9 points.
Okay.
It was very close to winning. All I needed another city, another settlement, what have you.
Yes.
But then we found out that Nikki was trying to build her road to, you know, get it back from me.
Yes.
And she'd run out of road pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, surely I can just move a road piece somewhere else. I was like, no. It's like in Monopoly. No houses, no more roads.
That's it. Yeah. That is the rule. Yes.
We counted. Mm. We were missing one blue road piece.
Oh, so she could have built another one.
Oh, no. During the game. And I was like, she had 14 blue road pieces. I had 15.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, you need 15. So she should have been able to build another one, yeah.
So we let her build it.
Yeah, of course.
We let her just move one from somewhere else to elongate the road, basically. And I was like, that's fine.
Why don't you just like, use a toothpick or something?
It didn't really matter. Okay. She wasn't using that other road for anything else.
All right.
But if it wasn't for those meddling kids, Riley, I would have won 5 turns earlier. I ended up winning anyway. I got unfairly picked on.
Well, that's your mistake. You never announce your score. Never, ever, ever announce your score.
I didn't announce it. People put it together. I was mostly getting it through cities and settlements. It was very plain to see.
Well, one thing that I would do, and I know this is super scummy, but I don't care. I don't take any prisoners with Catan. All right? I'm not here to make friends. I've got enough friends. When you're playing Catan with me, it's cutthroat. Mate.
You're not friends. You're settlers.
Exactly right. And if I have longest road, I don't announce it. If I have the largest
army. You have to get the card.
You don't have to.
That might be cheating.
I don't care, man. I'm here to win, baby. Let's go.
Whoa! No, so I don't care for that.
If I get five roads, I just let the longest road thing. If someone else has it and I overtake them, I just let them hold on to it. Let them count up false, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, I'm on 10, and they're like, wait, you're on 7. I'm like, nope. Victory point card, longest road. They're like, no, you don't have longest road. I'm like, count it up. Love it. Let's go.
I don't like
Let's
that.
Let's go, baby. No, prisoners, dude. No prisoners.
We did play true random Catan, though. Not the recommended setup.
I was looking, because I looked at your board, and I was thinking, like, you've got, I couldn't see super well, but it was like, you've got a lot of eights and sixes next to each other there.
Yeah, we did the advanced setup.
I mean, it looked like a decent enough map.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Good game, hard fought, well won.
Yeah, your clayport was super weird, though. You didn't have enough clay to support a clayport.
No, I know.
I don't know why you built... Dennis built to a singleton clayport, like, with just an eight on wood, which is not, like... And it wasn't like it was his second town or something. It was bad.
Yeah.
How much clay did you? Because I thought it was a wood port. I'm like, great.
I traded almost no clay.
Yeah, exactly. Port. I don't know why you did that.
Well, I had to build a city somewhere. You settled somewhere, yeah. And I was like, I might as well get a. It's better than just a random hex in that direction.
I don't think so. You only had five dots. You only had an eight. I don't know, man. Anyway, but look, hey, you won, so obviously you played perfectly.
Perfectly. Can't argue that.
Yep, absolutely. Man, I miss
Couldn't
Catan.
Possibly argue with that. Right, I have a couple of games I want
my
to talk
Catan,
about.
I've got Catan back at home. I've got all the expansions. Oh,
I've never played any expansions of Catan.
The thing is, once you play with Cities and Knights, you never want to go back.
Really?
Cities and Knights, playing regular Catan feels like an idiot game for babies when you play with Cities and Knights. Like, playing with that, because Cities and Knights has like skill trees, basically. That's a generous way to describe it, but it's really good. It makes the late game so much better, rather than just being a mad rush for ore. It's so much better. Anyway, go on.
Do you know what Catan is?
Like a board game, or?
It's craps.
Sure. Yeah.
It is almost one-to-one craps.
Yes, yeah.
It's bizarre when Steve pointed that.
Craps,
like, oh,
with some extra steps, yeah.
Craps with like wheat or whatever. Yeah. Craps with trading.
Craps with trading. Yeah. That's it. Anyway, come to Australia. We'll play Pokemon Master Trainer. We'll play.
I'll set aside 3 days to play Pokemon Master Trainer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep an eye out for that Graveler. Let me tell you.
So I'm coming for 3 weeks, right? I want to see the Great Barrier Reef when I go to Sydney. And I need to spend at least 3 days in the Sunshine Coast because, yep. Anyway. Let's talk about our games of the year then, Dennis.
And I'm not going to factor in recency bias at all. And I'm going to say my game of the year is Inscription.
Okay. That is a very brave, courageous pick, Dennis. You are really going. You are really going against the grain.
I'm contractually obligated to say my game of the year is Death Stranding Director's Cut. Just FYI.
Actually
came out this year. So,
I liked Inscription, and honestly,
I was disappointed by the ending. To be honest, I'm probably not going to get game of the year.
It probably has to get my game of the year because there is actually just nothing else.
Yeah, what else came out this year?
Let's go through the list, Dennis. We've got Halo Infinite.
We didn't play that.
Haven't played it. Deathloop.
I don't remember liking Deathloop.
You didn't finish it.
No. Forza? I did not close the Deathloop.
Forza 5?
Not a Forza guy.
No. Metroid?
Haven't played one. I haven't played the first three either, so.
Metroid Dread? Didn't play that.
Sure.
Resident Evil Village?
That was actually very good.
Like, I think that's just number two because it's the only other game that came out this year that I played.
And it was kicking and screaming. You ended up actually relatively liking it.
That's generous. I didn't hate it.
Sure.
It was a fine video, game. But like, whatever. Returnal?
Yeah. I thought Returnal was a little too hard. Maybe I'm a baby gamer.
You're a baby gamer. It Takes Two, which I didn't play. I plan to play that. Hitman 3. I loved playing.
You like that.
I loved it. Well, I didn't play Hitman 3.
Are we fake gamers?
Well, the reason I didn't play Hitman 3 is because it's not out on Steam. Ratchet and Clank, Monster Hunter Rise, Psychonauts, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Far Cry 6, Battlefield 2042, Mass Effect Legendary Edition, Back for Blood, Super Mario 3D World, Bowser's Fury.
My game of the year is League of Legends.
Yeah, Loop Hero. Remember that one? That was big for a while. New Pokemon Snap. That was a flash in the pan. Valheim.
Oh, Valheim! Jeff's Libertarian Utopia.
No, that's right. Yeah, you you used to go after Jeff so hard in your little thing because Jeff wanted to. What was it with, like, he was just like, no, you can build a,
you can do whatever you want, you can build it, no zoning permits, no nothing.
Yeah, because I was like, we should put something over here. Like, nope, we can put that there. I was like, well, how about we have all of, like, the storage? Like, nope, we just build whatever you want. Libertarian paradise. Humankind.
Riley spent a whole night overnight basically restructuring the base and, like, making, organizing the boxes and everything.
And then, because I did it secretly when no one was there to tell me not to do it. And then I woke up and it was all chaos again. Not a big year for me.
No.
Like, you know, compared to 2020, I guess. It just, I don't know, man. You know,
2020 had Death Stranding.
Well, Animal Crossing, Last of Us. You had Ghost of Tsushima as well, which I really want to play still. I like Valhalla fine. Like, that was okay. Crusader Kings 3 was a massive one for me there. I played a bit of Star Wars Squadrons. Like, I just got across a lot more of the games that came out last year than the ones that came out.
Well, a lot of games that would have come out this year are now coming out next year.
They've been, like, pushed back.
Mm-hmm. God of War, for example, and stuff like that.
Right. Okay, yeah. So I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but for me, like, I'm not trying to be edgy or, like, have a hot take here or anything. I would struggle to have a top five.
I played a game the other night for the first time at Christmas, actually. Mm-hmm. Which I would love to get you to play someday, Riley, and I think it's going to be a very tall order.
What is it?
I watched Nikki's father play Resident Evil 4 VR.
You watched an 80-year-old man?
I was 76, I think.
76-year-old man play Resident Evil
4 VR, yes.
Okay. That's...
So, what was extra... Well, go on.
He's a courageous fella. I tell you what, he must have some ticker on him. What?
Yeah. So, Teddy, who is now my brother-in-law, I suppose, or Nikki's brother-in-law, so just a guy, brought over...
He's your brother-in-law, right?
Is that how that works?
You are married to his sister. You're married to...
He is married to Nikki's sister.
He's married to Nikki's sister.
Yes. Is he my brother-in-law, or is he just a guy?
I don't know.
That's on the chat.
I feel like he's your brother-in-law.
I think so, too. In any case,
Teddy brought over brother-in-law.
Yeah, Teddy brought over an Oculus, which had Resident Evil 4 in it. And it was very strange because Teddy set it up, Teddy's game, Teddy's device. Teddy gave it to Norbert, put it on him, talked him through it. Norbert encounters a zombie, and I think it's because I'm from a war, like from the Yugoslav war. He asked me, he was like, we had the headset, I was like, Dennis, should I use the knife or the gun on the zombie? And I was like, I don't know, does he look Serbian? Like, what do you think? I can't help you with this. That's just a joke, I'm sorry.
Apologies to the Serbs listening here.
Probably some Serbian people listen.
Pardon?
Statistically, there could be a Serbian person listening. It's very unlikely.
Well, they could. Yeah, I mean, is it?
Like 10 million people there, yeah.
Well, I guess so. All right.
Only because basically everything is the podcast from America. But he asked me for advice, but I went home and I bought it. I played it last night. Riley? Fun game.
Yeah.
Fun game. Biggest gripe with Resident Evil 4 is that it has old style tank controls.
Okay.
Now it's super fluid. Yeah, flying around. You got your knife on your chest. You take your knife. You can throw it in the air, flip it, catch it in the other hand, and stab a zombie with it.
That's pretty cool. All right. That's pretty cool.
And like you run out of bullets, you reload, you reach out of your hip, you put in your clip in, you have to cock the gun back. Yeah. And then very cool.
I would like to get more into VR, but it is just such a crapshoot with me as to whether I get a splitting headache afterwards. You think it's the gear. Because we've talked about,
I think so.
We've talked about the VR, and I've been like, oh, I'm a bit reluctant to do it. But you said, no. Every time you've got a headache, I reckon it's because you've been using bad VR gear.
Well, like I got a headache and nauseous when I used the PlayStation VR the first time.
But you said,
and like, I never get it with the Oculus. I got a tiny bit of the Resident Evil just because you have to walk around so much. Mm. But like Jeff and Steve didn't get it at all. So I think it's a gear thing.
The doorbell has just rung once again. This is becoming a very regular feature of the podcast. I'll be back in 1 minute.
So this always reminds me.
Will this part remain in the show? We'll find out.
Yeah, usually Riley cuts it out, and I hate that because I usually wax the work a little bit. It reminds me of an episode of the kind of funny podcast. I think it was actually the Game of Greg show way back in the day. It was Colin and Greg had to go talk to the waterman because a guy had come from like the government, the city, or whatever, to talk about them because he was trying to have the water for something. And it was like this, and he was gone for like 15 minutes, and Colin sitting there by himself talking the whole time, be like, "Who is the waterman? What's he doing? What's he retrieving? What's happening?" All this stuff. And they left every ounce of it in the show. And I wish Riley would leave more of this kind of stuff in the show. Because it's something you get with babies, you know, when like if someone has a newborn baby, you have like special cuddle time that's supposed to be between the mother and the baby. And that's a really important part of that relationship growing and then bonding. And I like to think of this as our special cuddle time between me and the listeners. And if Riley's going to deprive us of that, well, A, I think that is irresponsible of him. I think he's stifling your growth as a podcast listening cohort. And B, you'll also never hear me say any of this because they'll cut it out. So I guess it doesn't really matter. I wonder if I could sneak some swears in here. But because it's me by myself, Riley is very likely to listen to all of it or decide to wholesale cut the entire thing. So we'll see. He's been gone a while now. Usually when there's someone at the doorbell, it's a package or something like that. We could be watching Riley. I mean, the door is closed, so I don't know. We could be in the midst of a Home Alone style home invasion. So if Riley's scattering marbles and setting up traps on the other side of that door, I would have no idea. He's come back fully intact. He is smiling, but he might just be smiling because I've been talking this whole time.
Hello.
He has returned. Riley, hello. What happened? What happened, Riley?
What did I miss?
What did we miss?
Dennis, it was a package.
And?
It was the worst kind of package. Someone else's.
Oh, no!
Neighbor's package. Yeah, DHL van.
Just
out the
open
front.
It. You're moving. Who cares?
Yeah. They're like, can't find me. No. DHL van out the front. I'm like, ooh, what did I forget that I ordered? And
all the time. Happens to me all the time.
No. Ran back up the stairs.
I ordered a new backpack recently from Nordace. It's a very nice backpack. Would recommend. No coupon code there. Put Smara in, see what happens. But would recommend.
Unfortunate. Anyway, how do you feel you went with like filling?
I think you're fine to leave it in.
Is it going to stay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do I need to listen back to it?
No.
Okay, I definitely will.
I joked. I mentioned to the listeners, I'm sorry to recap the conversation we just had, but I was like, ooh, maybe I could sneak some swears in. And I was like, right, it's either going to listen to all of this or just cut it
wholesale.
There's
no
way.
There's no point. Exactly right. Yeah. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Your father-in-law.
Resident Evil 4 VR.
Killing zombies. Quite. That's good on him for giving it a go. My dad would never do something like
Played
that.
Played Beat Saber.
Meat Saber?
Beat Saber.
Beat Saber. Very different game. Meat Saber. Very different game from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Trying new technology.
Yeah, welcome that's 21st oh, oh, what happened? What? Teddy was like, oh, look, there's like videos and stuff. And I was like, no. So I went in and I searched on YouTube VR and I was like, 360 race boat. And I put him in a 360 video where they just like strap a 360 camera to like the boom or whatever of a racing boat.
Yeah, he would love that.
And he was looking down. He was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And now he's like, Dennis, I have a racing boat. And I was like, yes. And he's like, if I buy a 360 camera, I could put it on YouTube and we could watch it in the VR. And I could be like 26 minutes in, Mick, you're slacking here.
Yeah.
When we're going to the... And I was like, yeah, you could do that. And he was like, I'm going to buy it and you're going to help me set it up. And I was like, okay.
So he wants to hold people accountable. Mates. He wants to set up a security camera on his boat. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 360. No, he wants to watch the replays of the race.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. A security camera so he can... CCTV so he can watch people and be like, you weren't pulling in the... You weren't jigging the mainsail.
Well, you've been to Sea of Thieves. You must know about sailing.
I know all about it, mate.
Go on.
You press one button to lower the sail, one button to raise it, and then twirl the bloody... The wheel, and
wheel?
It's very simple, mate. It's very simple. I don't know why they have all these people.
Foxy handled the hardcore sailing, I see.
She did, yeah. She had the hard jobs. Anyway, well, that's cool. That's actually, I mean, you know, it's kind of fun laughing about it a little bit, but like, that's very cool that your elderly father-in-law tried, because I could never get my dad to do something like that.
Nikki's mum tried it too. She loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty sweet. Nice one.
All right. Riley.
Yeah.
Are we finished with our last episode of 2021?
I think so. Kind of feels like it, doesn't it? I'm sorry that I wish I had more of a take on the year in gaming, but it was...
I feel the same.
I just played games that, I don't know, weren't from this year because there just isn't... Maybe I'm missing something on this list that was big that I've forgotten about, but like...
I don't think so.
I mean, if I've forgotten about it, can't have been that good. Anyway, we're going to say sorry?
I was going to say we need to do a game night.
We do.
When would you like to do the game night?
We do it this weekend.
This weekend. Shall we do it Saturday or Sunday night?
We can do Saturday or Sunday night, yeah. Or early next week.
Choose a night on Saturday or Sunday.
No, Saturday.
Yeah. Alrighty, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Smart game night.
Let's go.
Kick off the year, 1st of January.
Wait. Is that Saturday?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right, start your year right. What are we going to play?
Ooh, do you want to put up a poll or do you want to just pick?
Let's just pick.
Do you want to play It Takes Two?
Maybe.
Do you want to play Inscription Endless Mode?
I feel like, yeah, it'll be one of these things. And I feel like because this is only going to affect the handful of like fresh cheese bags that we have, we don't need to discuss
it on the- No, no, just log it on the... No, you're right. Patreon.com/ScrammyRiver. Get in there. Be a fresh cheese bag. Hang out with us. Kick off the new year by hanging out with your two best buds. In your ears. Your earbuds. We're earbuds.
Oh, that's very good.
That's a good podcast name. Write that down.
Write that down. We'll use that one. Earbuds. Very nice. All right. Excellent. But well, hey, thanks for being with us for 2021. Hopefully 2022 will be a much better year in every respect. Not that that will be too hard. Having said that.
Low bar.
I don't
low bar,
want
folks.
To tempt fate. So fingers crossed. Let's go. Anyway.
Thanks for listening. Coupon code SMART at chanfarble.com. Patreon.com/ScrammyRiver. Please go to bit.ly/itsRiley'sDiscord.
Join Riley's Discord.
bit.ly/joinRiley'sDiscord. Get in the Discord. Submit your Scrammy River gaming advice, podcast, questions. We will see you all. We'll see you next year.
I'll talk to you next year.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.